Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Kevin Durant's team don't win either.
Kevin Durant got more than three wins. What are they, 3-10?
All right, speaking of Durant, let's get to the Nets. The big news, you just heard Brian Finley say it. According to Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, Kyrie Irving is close to finishing up the requirements as set forth by the Nets for him to come off his suspension. And Woj is saying he may play Sunday against Memphis. Rob, your thoughts?
Well, if he's done everything, they said it was at least 5 games, so it's been a little bit more than that. And if he's
at this point, yep.
Right? And if he's satisfied, your employer, right? Because they felt like they needed to suspend you. If they feel like you've done the necessary steps, you got your head on screwed on right. You're not going to be a distraction going forward. I'm sure that's the biggest thing. They want to, let's play basketball. Let's get a season going. Can we get out of the headlines? Let's be in the headlines because we're winning basketball games, not for other stuff. And I'm sure if they feel that way, Chris, you're going to pay him. He's on the team. And if you're not going to get rid of him or not play him, then you got to get him back into shape to be back on the court and do what he does, which is he's a tremendous basketball player. So I'm not surprised. I didn't think it would be that long, to be honest. I said to you, I thought once they came back home that he would play.
Yeah, I hope we see him on the court. I was talking to somebody in the league today that was saying there was a strong sentiment within the Nets. Not everybody, but some sentiment that people didn't want him back. And so I'm glad it looks like, you know, we'll see him back on the court. soon. Rob, they're 4-3 without him. They were 2-7 or 2-6 with him. And do you, like, what do you think? I mean, obviously, you know, they got off to a hot start. I'm looking at last night as obviously an aberration.
That's an aberration. People aren't going
to shoot
60-some
percent. And you covered the league. You know how these West Coast trips go. I mean, you know, that's why teams don't go on West Coast trips and generally go undefeated. Or, you know, if you're 500 or close,
you're good. You're happy. You just don't want to be 0-4 or 0-5. That's what you don't want.
You're on the road so much. So I'm not saying they've fallen off because they lost to the Lakers and the Kings. But they got the Trailblazers coming up. That's their next game. What would you do with Kyrie as far as playing him? I said it wasn't my idea. I heard it from Ephraim Salam when he was filling in from you. I thought it was a good idea for you. Kendrick Perkins, I think, may have said it as well, someone was saying. But I kind of like, I mean, 4-3 isn't spectacular. So maybe you just put him back in the starting lineup. Particularly if your defense is horrible again, Rob, against the Trailblazers, if they trounce you and they put up 130 plus or whatever, maybe you just say, you know what, we just got to go with our best players and put Kyrie out there in the starting lineup. If you win, maybe you try to bring him back off the bench and see how that goes, just from a chemistry standpoint.
Yeah, I just think they're going to put him back in. I really do. If they were 6-0 or whatever, Chris, then I think you could really say to yourself, hey, something's going on here. We like what we got. And he's just a talented player. So hard. I think Kyrie is one of those guys, Chris, once he's not a good player or once his skills diminish, people will quickly move off of him. But
what do you mean? People
like just wouldn't want him. You know what I mean? Like once he loses.
Don't you think it's on the table? Not yet. What does he have to do?
Because I still think that there's always somebody who thinks, Chris. I think that there's always one more move, even after you blow up. People thought AB, and I'm not saying they're the same people.
Well, he's gone.
No, I know, but he got three chances, is what I'm saying, even after Pittsburgh. He got three because he was that talented. Who's the other receiver, the wide receiver? His name skips my mind with the drug. He's been suspended 8 times for drugs in the NFL. He's so good.
He was with the Chiefs. I can't think of his
name. Oh, God. Why can't we?
Yeah, he was with the Chiefs, just with the Chiefs.
It's just on the tip of my tongue. But you know what I'm saying, Chris? He was so – oh, Josh Gordon. Chris, how many chances did he get? And
it's
I might
marijuana.
Be exaggerating.
I mean, it's marijuana.
No, but I'm just
it's
saying.
It's not
but,
even a big deal anymore, to be honest.
No, but at the time when he was being suspended – it was. He kept, you know what I mean? He couldn't stay clean as far as tests for the league.
And I hope you're right because, you know, I think Kyrie is a first ballot Hall of Famer. And hopefully this doesn't impact his ability to get in there. He's phenomenal individually. But obviously, and even before this, there were issues. It was the vaccination process that he wouldn't go through. Before that, there were issues with the hiatus just taking a week or two off here or there. And were the injury issues. Like, there have been so many things. And I think, as great as he is individually, he just hasn't shown that he helps you win other than when he's with LeBron James. And so I think this year is big for him. Like, if he comes in, he's balling already. I mean, he was averaging darn near 30 points, you know, when they were 2-6. He's averaging 27 points, 5 assists, and 5 rebounds. So he's playing great basketball individually. But if he doesn't help the Nets win, and I'm not saying a championship, I'm saying win at a level that people would say, you know what, they're doing what they should with KD and Kyrie. And some role players. Because obviously, Rob, it ain't a big three no more. Ben Simmons is, you know, I hopefully he gets back at least to what he used to be. But I don't know. It's not looking good
right
now. Right. He ain't even close. But anyway, I think if he does that, then you're probably right. He gets a shot. But if they underachieve and win at a very low percentage with him out there, I'm not sure anybody's going to pick him up, because ultimately you want him to help you win.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree. I think he's way too young. I think there will always be somebody, Chris, who will give somebody a chance because of his past record, because he won a championship, because he has that potential. Hey, Brooklyn was a bad mix. Oh, they didn't know what the organization was doing. We'll get this right. We'll fix this. All we need to do is open our arms to Kyrie and embrace him and tell him he's great. That's all the kid is looking for. I'm just telling you, like, this is what owners do all the time. Like, you go, I can't believe so-and-so is going to sign him. I can't believe this team is going to give this guy another shot after we've seen what he's done in the last two places he was in. There's always somebody who believes that Chris, you know, this is your Creole. One man's chicken is another man's gumbo. You know what I mean? Like, that's always it.
I got to be Creole to know that.
Right?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We talked yesterday about the LA Times list of the 75 greatest Lakers. Magic Johnson was number one, Kobe Bryant number two, Kareem three, Jerry West four, Shaq five. LeBron tied for seventh with George Mikan, if you're wondering, behind Elgin Baylor. But Rob, like I said yesterday, I had kind of stopped looking at after 20, and you joked about where was Nick Van Exel.
Right.
Well, it did get a bit ridiculous as the list went on. I'm just going to give you a few names.
Yeah, give me number 30. Did Nick Van Exel make
it? Kurt Rambis.
Wow.
Number 34, Andrew Bynum.
Wow.
You asked about Nick Van Exel?
Yes.
Number 37.
Okay.
37th greatest Laker.
And I'm not disrespecting Nick Van Exel. He had a nice career.
Nick was a very good player.
He was, Chris.
He had a nice career.
And you know what was always weird about Nick Van Exel? I remember
Kyle
running
Kuzma
into him.
Number 42.
Oh, how?
There's more, Rob. Like I said, it gets kind of crazy.
Luke Walton making the list at number 45. And wait a minute.
Hey, guess 40, who was 47? Kentavious Caldwell.
Oh, stop it. Oh, this is a ridiculous list.
It got nuts.
At number 50 is Kurt Rambis's glasses, right? Is he at number 50?
Hey, 50 was Brian Shaw.
And how about Chick Hearn? Where is he on the list?
Well,
he didn't play, but okay.
Saddell Threat got in there at 56. Jordan Clarkson busted into the list at number 58. Rob, how about Alex Caruso? Number 61.
Stop it, Chris.
I'm telling you, it got nuts. It got nuts. Devin George on the list at 68.
Devin George is the answer, Chris, to the trivia question. Who was the other player who played with the four future Hall of Famers on that 2004
right,
Lakers team?
Right.
Right?
I think you could argue a higher spot for Devin George. When I look at some of these lists, I mean, yeah, some of the names on
But Devin list. George, he was on those a couple championship teams, wasn't he?
That's why I'm a little surprised that he was so low. But all right, Rob, let's get into this. Giannis Antetokounmpo, the best player in the league. We both agree, and I think most people recognize that right now. He was on his boy Serge Ibaka's podcast. How hungry are you?
I never miss Serge Ibaka's podcast. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should check it out. It's called How Hungry Are You?
Okay. Is it a food podcast?
You might get some recipes. There's something to do with food.
Okay.
But anyway, he was asked by Serge how he feels about, or if he feels like, I should say, that if he feels like he's the face of the NBA, here's what he said.
Do you feel like you are the face of the league?
I want to be like Tim Duncan. I want to disappear. You put me in the face of the league. I'm trying to disappear from it.
No, I'm not saying you. I'm asking, do you want? I'm asking, do you feel a difference? Do you feel like you are the face of the league?
Do I feel like I'm one of the faces of the league?
Yes. One of them.
One
the
of
face.
No.
You're not.
LeBron is the favorite. LeBron is still playing.
Okay, it's a question. The question is mine, yours. Okay, so you don't feel like that?
No. Steph just won the championship. KD still hoping.
Okay. It's a question, sir.
Embiid is killing.
Don't attack me. I'm just
saying. Jokic back-to-back MVP.
Okay.
Luka Magic.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there.
Rob, first of all, props to Serge. Because he didn't let him go.
No,
he was
not
like no, are you the face? Like,
not like so many
him.
Other
like,
shows
right,
we listened to, Chris.
Absolutely.
At least he pushed back. And he
Absolutely.
Said, answer my damn question.
Right,
he didn't say it
right.
that way, but answer it, right.
Absolutely.
So you're right.
So props to Serge Ibaka. All right, so what do you think? I'll say this, and I know you want to go. LeBron is certainly no longer the best player in the league. I think it'd be hard to say he's a top 10 player at this point. But I do, if I had to pick one guy, I mean, if he's going to stay injured for a while, then he just can't be the face of the league. But I really do think he's still, when people think of the NBA right now, I still think the first guy that comes to their mind is LeBron James.
I'm going to disagree with you. I don't think LeBron is any longer the face of the NBA. Chris, for a couple of reasons. A, you just talked about it. He's been injured a lot. He's also missed the playoffs 3 out of the last 4 years. And to be that guy, you need to be playing during the postseason. That's when people are focused in the league. It's Steph Curry, whether I want to say it or not. And here's the other thing, Chris, that really surprised me about LeBron coming to L.A., being the first player to win three championships with three different teams. You remember that? Like, that was supposedly, a notch on his thing. He did something nobody else had done. Kawhi had a chance to do it first, Chris, right? Or, right? We thought about that.
Being injured.
Right, but he was injured, of course. But and then LeBron is attached to like the worst TV ratings ever for an NBA Finals. And Steph Curry and the Warriors are television gold. And I don't think that people, Chris, that's not to take away his lifetime achievement or what he's done and where he ranks in his ultimate. But I don't think people are as enamored with LeBron. I really thought that was going to be something special where people tuned in to see, man, this guy's a great player, and here he is going to win another championship. He's winning it with the Lakers. And I know it was weird with COVID and everything. It wasn't, but it was the all-time worst rated finals ever, well, which was shocking. And I'm just saying, I just don't think he's the box office that he once was. I really don't.
Well, was he? I mean, he was, but Rob, when he first made it to the finals with Cleveland, those were very low-rated finals against San Antonio. They got swept. So I still think, and it'll be interesting to see what the listeners think, because I look, right. You know, I love Steph, I love LeBron. I get what you're saying about Steph. He's obviously in commercials, and you know, he's coming off the championship. But I still feel like LeBron is ahead of him. Like, again, when people think of the NBA, I feel like they think LeBron first.
But here's the other part, Chris. Let me just jump in real quick. Steph has as many championships as LeBron.
No, right.
During the LeBron era, what you would call the LeBron era in the NBA.
Absolutely. But do you think Steph ever eclipsed LeBron as the like now you're saying yes.
I'm saying
but for
now.
The bulk of
I'm
LeBron's
saying now.
Career,
no,
no, I know.
No.
But even as he was winning as much as LeBron.
No.
Right. So LeBron was still kind of that guy. I think this might be a factor too. As great as LeBron is, and both you and I have him as the second best player ever to Jordan. I think Jordan was just better, period. But I also think, Rob, particularly with the casual fan, I think one of the things that works in Jordan's favor, maybe right now in Steph's favor, is that their games are prettier than LeBron's.
LeBron's a freight truck.
Right. His game isn't really that pretty. He doesn't pass. He's a great passer, but he don't pass like Magic. Magic had the, you know, all Magic
Dipsy
wasn't like
doodle
the greatest
and,
athlete, yeah, by NBA standards, but his passing was head and shoulders above the second best ever. Like, it's ridiculous. Fun to watch. Jordan flying through the air. He was so graceful. Like Kobe on steroids, so to speak. Like, I think that stuff matters, you know? And Steph, just from the range he shoots with, the handle he has. People talk about Kyrie, who I do think has the best handle ever in the NBA. But Steph's up there. Steph's handle is great. He can finish it during. So I do think that is part of it, too. Like you said, LeBron is like Karl Malone with point guard skills. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean?
That's a good way of looking at it.
Right. And he can shoot, but it's just not as fun to look at and watch as some of these guys I mentioned.
And as great as Karl Malone was, Chris, I don't think it was ever. And remember, he was the second all-time leading scorer, right? I mean, he is, I should say, right? Until he gets Pat.
I don't know if LeBron. I think
LeBron pass call. Yeah, okay. So, but you know what I mean for his career,
right?
He went at the end. He was the second leading scorer of all time in the NBA, and I don't think anybody ever thought Karl Malone was the greatest player or was box office, you know. And they went to some finals.
And LeBron's
Chris.
More exciting than him. I mean, I'm just saying the way he's built. Yeah,
right. But I just think that there's the last few years in LA. Just wasn't what I think some people had hoped. Again, can't blame it all on him because he's been hurt. But that's what happens when you get this age, Chris, and you're playing year 20 in the NBA. We've seen it. All these guys, players, Chris, what they go out with? A torn Achilles. Like
Kobe.
I don't know how many careers were ended
Isaiah,
on.
Isaiah.
Right?
Honestly,
on torn Achilles. Yeah. So I hope that doesn't happen, but this is year 20, and he's been hurt a lot, and his team has underperformed. to not make the playoffs three out of 4 years is shocking in L.A.
Not to me with the injuries. I mean, he's been injured. And if he wasn't injured, AD is injured.
Even with the play-in,
where
they got 10 teams going in like last year, they couldn't be in to make the play-in?
They were hurt to a large degree. I also think that the West is tougher. And I know the East has improved, and it's just right now they're both really tough. But I think coming over to the West was a little tougher than playing in the East. But you agree it's not Giannis? Like, who would you say, Rob, if you had to say who will be the next? No, I know you said Steph now. Who you think would be the next face of the league? I think if Giannis wins it this year, he might take it. It kind of felt like he was taking it when he, you know, coming off that championship. And he was phenomenal in those finals. I think Luka's got a chance. You know, I didn't used to think an international player, Rob, could be the face of the league.
Do you really
think
the
best players in the league are international now?
Yeah, I'm still, and it's not fair or right, still not thinking that those guys are going to be able to overcome. And Chris, it's
overcome just overcome being the face of the league.
Really? Yeah, being far. Yeah, I think it's tougher. Because people have a harder time. It's not has nothing to do with their ability or whether they're worthy of it for their talent.
Right, right.
But it's harder for people to relate. Either from the language that they haven't lived the life or never lived the life that we other people in the United States lived. It's harder to feel the same or feel like, hey, Larry Bird's from French Lick, Indiana. Do you know what I mean, Chris? Like the heartland. There are people who could feel like, I get that. You know what I mean? I was born on a farm or I was born in the Midwest. He's one of those guys. He went to Indiana at first and then to Indiana State. I can relate to a lot of that stuff. Whether, and now when you talk about Giannis and Luka and those guys, they're great players. I don't know if people can attach themselves.
I think there's 100%. An element of that. I used to think that more strongly.
But not as much.
A lot of the guys are Giannis, even will say himself, he's a little different from, say, your typical, you know, NBA player who grew up in America. But those guys have personality. Obviously, they all speak English. Joel Embiid's got personality. You know, big on social media, Giannis with his dad jokes and all that stuff. And then Luka, I think, you know, his game is just so crazy. I do think one of those guys, I don't think it'll be Embiid because I don't think they win enough. But I do think Luka or Giannis will probably be the next face of the NBA. I mean, Ja, if they win it, but I don't know if they can win it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo, of course you know us as the host of the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
World renowned.
We all know you're sick and tired of these stupid sports shows where the hosts say stupid things like Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Or LeBron James is good at basketball, which he is clearly not.
See, we give you smart takes.
Yeah.
And we also bring on so-called famous guests from across the sports world and show them why we know much more than they do.
You're off the show!
Are you serious?
Listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio NBA Insider writes for NBA.com. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour. And speaking of the NBA, that is where we are going to start, Rob. Great article today on Bleacher Report by Chris Haynes. He talked to Kevin Durant after the Nets were bludgeoned last night by the Sacramento Kings. And several things stood out to me about this, Rob. KD opened up. He talked about why he asked to be traded over the summer. And Rob, he said it was about basically called out Steve Nash. He said they didn't practice hard enough. He said they didn't do, he wanted to work on closeouts. He said he wanted to work on shell drills, a defensive drill. He said he wanted somebody to hold him accountable. He didn't mention Nash in that regard, but he did say, go ask Steve. I want to practice more. Like, so he called out Nash on all of that. And that's cool. I'm glad he shared his thoughts. If you're Steve Nash, I don't know why in the world you wouldn't have been doing that stuff. Secondly, Rob, he talked about he's very happy, which I'm glad to see. I'm genuinely happy for KD. He looks happier. You look at him in press conferences.
Remember we talked about that. Even when he was playing, I remember a couple games they won and came back. And he was excited. Like he really was. I remember he high-fived every player on the team.
He talked about, I mean, it was very clear in this article. It's strange, Rob. He seems happier than when he was in Golden State winning championships. And so he hasn't always seemed like the happiest player during his career. So that's good to see that he's enjoying himself. And a guy that has talked about, I just want to, you know, get better every day. That he's talked about that being his goal more so than rings and all that stuff. So I can see how him taking the challenge of trying to beat teams without Kyrie or even when Kyrie's there, I can see him enjoying that. Thirdly, Rob, he talked about being a leader and the perception that he's not a leader. And he said, well, I'm not a leader because I didn't, you know, tell Kyrie to go get vaccinated and all that stuff, which I get. But I tell you this, Rob, what? And I don't think KD's much of a leader. And that's fine. Everybody's not that.
Some people are leaders by example. Everybody,
right, and he is certainly a leader by example.
Just because you're a great player, Chris, we talk about it all the time, doesn't mean that you're going to rally the troops. Some people just, that's not. And then there are guys who can't play a lick, who are more apt to rally, you know what I mean?
Right.
Rally other people.
If your star's not that guy, you need somebody else that'll be like that. But then, Rob, I'll tell you what a leader doesn't do. I mean, he called out these other players. Now, I don't think he meant it disrespectfully. Here's the exact quote. Look at our starting lineup. Edmund Sumner, Royce O'Neal, Joe Harris, Claxton, and me. It's not disrespect, but what are you expecting from that group? You expect us to win because I'm out there. So if you're watching from that lens, you're expecting us to play well because number seven is out there. I don't like that, Rob. I mean, again, I don't think he meant to disrespect those cats, and they're a bunch of role players, some of them just kind of making their way through the league. So I don't think they're going to say anything. What can they do? But I don't think that's cool.
Yeah, I don't think he meant it that way. I really don't. It's just like, let's be real with what the lineup is and who we don't have. And what we're trying to do, and people are expecting us to win every night and expect me to be able to. This is the NBA, Chris, and you know this. You ask LeBron.
Did LeBron ever say that?
No. I'm not saying that. I'm just talking about
you see what
trying,
I'm saying? I get what you're
trying
saying.
To win.
I'm just
right.
saying.
I know what, I know what you're saying, say too. But I don't think it's, like, not true. But I hear you. There's a thing called tact.
Yes,
and that's all. And that's all you're talking about is you don't even have to go to those extents to name people out and just say, "Dude, we're doing the best we can with what we have. We got two stars who are not here. Other guys are trying to play above their skis, right, Chris? Like other guys are trying, and we some nights it clicks, some nights it doesn't. And it could have been a nicer way of saying it than the way that he said it."
It's deeper than
but
that.
I don't think,
because I don't hear Luka Doncic saying, I'm going to war with Spencer Dinwiddie, Dorian Finney-Smith, Reggie Bullock, and Dwight Powell.
Yeah, he says it when they get knocked out in the first round, he says it. But that's enough.
First of all, they went to the, what, conference
no,
finals
I'm just,
last
I'm
year?
Just kidding.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, like, I don't need an excuse from a superstar. I don't hear Luka making excuses. I didn't hear LeBron when he had that crew in Cleveland before he went to Miami, you know, making those excuses.
No,
and
he
so
bailed.
I didn't like that. Well, but he gave it a try, and he believed when he was there. And then this was the last thing. He talked about his legacy, Rob. And, you know, everybody talks about KD's legacy. He said all that extra stuff like you got to win before you retire and make sure your legacy is straight. That's bleep to me. My legacy is predicated on what Cam Thomas is learning from me and what he'll take away to help him by the time he's in his 10th year. That's my legacy. What I did with Andre Roberson, the confidence I helped him build when he was in the league. That's my legacy. Being able to play with Russell Westbrook, Steph Curry, and Kyrie and still be me. Yeah, that's my legacy. That's who I am. That's what I bring to the game. Last thing, I can play with anybody, anywhere, at any time, and you know I'm going to bring it every day. That should be my legacy. I like the end of it because I've always said that, right? And I think you have too.
He can play
with
anybody. Can't,
right. He has the most, like of all the superstars in the league, at least right now, it seems like he's the one you could drop anywhere.
Because we just
talked
about
he doesn't dominate the ball. He's catch and shoot. Like, you can put him anywhere and he's going to do his thing. He's not going to up. You know, he can fit. He fit right in Golden State. LeBron wouldn't have fit. Now, they would have been great and won, but everything would have changed. You know,
right.
Whereas KD,
like,
you could drop in there.
Just like the Westbrook. Like, Westbrook didn't really
great
fit.
Great point. He's a hard fit.
He's a hard fit, and we
places.
Knew it.
Right.
From jump, and it's just the fact.
And he's a hard fit in a lot of places. You know, Harden can be a hard fit. But here's what I didn't like, though. my legacy is predicated on what Cam Thomas is learning from me, what I did for Andre Robertson. Rob, Kevin Durant is obviously an all-time great player, a Hall of Famer, easy. What he said about Cam Thomas and Andre Robertson, that's something, that's the legacy of a Udonis Haslam. That's the legacy of a locker room guy. Sam Mitchell, who I'm friends with, Sam, I don't remember, and this is not to disrespect his career because he had a nice long career, but I don't remember what anything Sam did on the court. But every time I see him, I think about what KD said about, or KG, Kevin Garnett, said about Sam Mitchell. When I was a rookie in Minnesota, Sam Mitchell took me under his wing and taught me the league. That's Sam Mitchell's legacy to me. When I see him, that's what I think of. That's a great legacy for a role player. I don't hear many people with KD's ability talking about that. I hear Jordan, Magic, LeBron, Bird, Isaiah, Kobe, Shaq. They talked about rings, and I want to be the best player ever. So I think this is it. This is one of two things. If it's really just that's how KD is and feels, that may be why he hasn't led a team to a championship. Or it may be a cop out, and I don't want you to judge because I haven't led a team to a championship. I've been the best player, but I haven't like led my own team. I don't want to be judged by that. So I'm saying judge me by how I developed young kids. I mean, that's nice. That's good. But the players on his level aren't judged by that.
Yeah, I don't. I think you're taking it too literal and maybe a little too harsh.
I'm just taking what he's saying.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with it. I think your career, you don't have to promote it. He already won two championships. He's won two finals. He doesn't have to, like, put to the point, like, oh, my God, yeah, I need to lead the Nets to a championship. I don't think you need to say that. I think that that's something that he aspires to, but he's not the kind of guy who's going to articulate it because I don't remember him really articulating that I'm going to Golden State to win championships. I mean, it was obvious what he was trying to do, but I don't know him as a guy who articulates that or talks about it. He's a different breed, Chris. He's very sensitive. He's very He worries about what people say about him, but I don't think that that's like having an impact on other people is a bad thing.
No, it's good. I want more from my guy with that type of talent.
What do you want him to say if that's not in him is what I'm asking.
No,
you.
I'm saying I think that's his legacy. I don't know what's in him. I'm going from what he's saying.
Yeah.
I'm going from what he's saying.
Yeah.
I don't look at a player of that caliber and say your legacy is that you were nice and worked with some of the guys after practice who were role players. I mean, that's good. It's great that you did it. But we're looking at you as you. This brother led teams to championships. He was that great. And the guys I've mentioned that were on his level, that's what they talked about. I haven't seen one say, yeah, I want my legacy to be that I made Judge Jeb Bushler a better player. You know, I made Jack Haley a better player. I made Anderson Varejao a better player. You know, so that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm not going to kill him. I think that he's done enough on his own in his career. I think it speaks for itself. So maybe he was just trying to be cerebral, Chris, and talk about stuff that is important to him. Everybody's different. Everybody's different. You know, you could have a career and still have an impact with other people. Maybe the big thing, Chris, would be normally you don't talk about it. Do you know what I mean? Like you just do it. So maybe just you hearing it sounds weird. Maybe that's what it is.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.